Things just took a weird turn here in the studio. We've got some special guests joining us. It's Nathan's favourite weekend of the year.
It is. It's Comic-Con, and that's when I come alive. Mm. And one thing that we know about me is I know a lot about werewolves.
You know a hell of a lot about werewolves.
Sean, I study. So from Teen Wolf, we're super excited to have Max Carver and Cody Christian in. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey, g'day, guys. Hey.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Now, Comic-Con. It's a time, isn't it? It's a time.
It's a wonderful time to be alive.
Yeah.
That's what you're asking.
Yes, Cody, are you surprised that the people who come out to see you, how passionate they are? Because that's probably the right word, aren't they? They're full on.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, it's incredible to see, honestly. It's it makes me extremely happy. It makes me feel like I'm doing the right thing and that someone appreciates it at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So it's fun.
And they not only come out for your, you know, let's say for Teen Wolf, they come out for your whole body of work. I mean, you're on Pretty Little Liars, Cody. You play Mike, Arya's brother. Mm. Come on, wouldn't they have called the FBI by now? You know what I mean? I know everyone's always, I know there's something happening, but like, come on, just call, like, A, just call it
so
out.
So he can believe the dragons on Game of Thrones, but that just stretches his belief, Cody.
You play Arya's brother, would you not have called the police sometime?
Oh, absolutely. I would have called the police after the pilot.
Exactly. As soon as someone starts stuffing up with you, call the police.
No, but they're not going to call the police because then they're out of a job. Yeah. So, you know, there's a vested interest, right?
And the first time that we really met Max and his twin brother Charlie was Desperate Housewives when they played the Scarvo twins.
Yeah. Indeed. Yeah. First job. That was fun.
First job and the hottest show in the world at the time.
I didn't necessarily know that when I signed up for it, but it was great fun. Great fun. It was... It was at Universal Studios, so you walk onto the stages and you just...
Wisteria Lane.
Yeah, you're in this iconic place. It was amazing. And we were lucky to work with Felicity Huffman and Doug, who played our parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a dream come
true. So how old were you when you got the gig?
I was 19. I looked about 12, but I was 19. And I was studying in school, and my brother basically got picked off the street, and... this guy approached him and said, I really like your look.
And he said, well, I've got a spare.
So was the role originally written as twins?
Originally, the show jumped, I believe it jumped five years. Yeah, so we were the grown-up, sort of grown-up version of the Scarvo twins once it jumped, yeah.
Hey, Max, with that, being a twin... how competitive is for the roles that I mean you
between
can do
other,
it.
Who are your twin nemesis?
But competitive world. With other twins around the joint.
It's weird. You
it's
see the
Olsons,
same,
right?
Yeah, yeah. You see the same groups of twins. We all kind of know each other. Yeah. There's twin conventions actually. I'm surprised it's not this weekend in Perth, but it's crazy. The main thing that we have to be competitive with is me and my brother are very competitive.
So, yeah, right. Yep.
Yeah, it's a little bit of Cain and Abel, but we love each other as well. So.
But there'd be a set of twins out there that you can't stand. You know the baby that Maggie Simpson hates? There would have to be...
that they all turn up to the same auditions and you're like,
we're going to take those guys out.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's like.
Max is probably the first twin you've ever met that doesn't share the same birthday as his brother.
You
guys know so much.
Yeah. So you're split over one before midnight, one after.
Nathan's done his homework on
that's
that one.
That's great.
Are you the older?
I'm the baby.
You're the baby.
So how many minutes/hours was it?
Well, my mom held it in for 7 minutes. My brother's born July 31st, and I'm August 1st.
Max and Nelly came out of a throat.
Well, you know what it's like trying to hold on going to the toilet sometimes.
Exactly. Imagine a baby when you have to do a poo, it's hard enough.
Yeah, strong lady. Love my mother.
Clearly.
That's terrible. Yeah. Yeah, so these conventions, how many have you done around the world so far?
I mean, I'm fairly new to this. I think this is my second or third out of the country. Mm. I've done a handful within the States as well. So I'm still like dipping my toes in things.
Yeah.
So how many stops have you made? You've made three stops, did you say, just down here in Australia? Mm. Is that what you're saying, Cody?
No, I did something recently in Paris. So I was in Paris this year. And then here in Australia, I'll do Perth, do Adelaide, and then go back to the States, start working, and hopefully do San Diego. And then New York, and see where we go from there.
Wow, because it's such the one thing I'm going tomorrow to go and check out the costume parade. Those cosplay people, because they get so far into it.
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
Yeah,
it really
and
is.
Most of them are people's parents. a big chunky Superman. I mean, that to me is gold. Yeah. Bring it on, mate.
Hey Max, what shows are you into personally at the moment? Because you know you could rattle off a whole heap. People are getting right into them these days.
Right, mainly Home and Away. I did my homework.
Yeah, nice work.
Well, that's where Hemsworth came from.
Yeah. Everyone. All the Australians. Yeah. Everyone's done some time on homework.
But you know what? Yeah. The deal is you get paid $170 a week.
Good job right there.
Yeah,
good job.
Yeah. So what are you, Game of Thrones, you guys? I actually just started
Game of Thrones.
Oh, man.
I'm way behind on Game of Thrones. I just finished season 4 of House of Cards.
Oh, yeah. I've got to get into that. Yeah. Do you have the term throner here? If you're really excited about Game of Thrones,
you've got a throner.
Yeah, yeah,
I've got a throner. Thinking of something else.
I mean, Sean puts his throner all over us sometimes. It's disgusting.
Well, like, dude, you know, what do you do with it?
Station. Now, you guys wanted to know where you can go out tonight, don't you?
Oh boy.
Yeah. So, what are you thinking? What are you looking for? What do you want? What are you in for?
I'm gonna let you handle this.
No. We like meeting people.
Yeah.
I love the Australian accent.
Thank you.
So are you thinking, you know, a fairly relaxed bar kind of vibe, you or know, do you want a big noisy beer bar?
Do you want to be on the podium with Cody? Yeah.
Cody, you stepped away from the mic. You just Cody.
Cody, I think you should answer this. You're turning 21 soon.
Yeah, Cody, come on. Yeah. This is the place you can cut through, mate.
So, Cody, back at home, you wouldn't be able to go out to a bar and have a drink, right?
No, I would not.
So, but here you can.
Absolutely.
Because it's totes legal.
I will take advantage of that. I'll definitely take advantage of that.
So I'm guessing not like
a cozy little wine bar. You guys are too young and hip for that.
Here's the thing, though.
Here's the topless one. Yeah, I'll take you out to that.
There we go. I don't know. I feel like I'm an old man when it comes to stuff.
You are 20.
I know, but I feel old.
Okay.
I feel old. Like, I want to sit back and have a nice beer. I want to sit back and have a glass of scotch. Like, that's the kind of place I want to go to.
The amount of micro bars that have popped up throughout the city are amazing.
Yes.
13, 24, 10. Why don't you guys help out the boys?
Tell us where
they're
we should be going.
They're right here.
If it's your business and you think it would be perfect to have them down there, I mean, like, they'd love a bar card.
They like that. They like meeting people. Yeah.
Like
long walks
too.
On the beach and drinking scotch.
Sorry, 13, 24, 10. Give us a call. Let us know where Max and Cody can go out tonight. We're thinking CBD sort of area in the city. Yeah?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll go for a drive. Whatever. Margaret River.
Don't mind
Margaret
River. Jumping in an Uber. Okay, they don't mind
You've
Ubering
done
it anywhere.
Homework,
a little
you?
Bit of homework, yeah. Uber to Margaret River, you'll be fine.
We'll take your calls next.
No, I've never been in this station.
So much cooler.
It's just an absolute ramble around here. It's a 9:15 on Nova 937. We're joined in the studio by Max Carver and Cody Christian.
Which I found out this is the first time you've been in a radio station?
Yeah.
Yeah, for me too.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is incredible.
Well, that's great to have you here, Max.
And they actually think this is a nice station, which I thought
that's good.
Nice. Yeah.
Well, Max, we're lucky to have you here because you nearly missed your flight, or you did miss your flight out to Australia.
I did. I missed the first one. Last morning.
Oh.
It was really fun.
How does that go down? So what happened?
I keep little mementos. So I had a passport from when I was about 10 years old, and I showed up with that.
And just to be clear, you're now like 27.
Just told them, just squint.
I've never used swear words in public before either, and that happened. That happened. Missed the first
So
flight.
Then you've had to explain, okay, I'm going to have to go home, get my real passport.
Yes.
And somebody had to get you on another flight.
Yes.
Nice work.
But Qantas, thank you. They were amazing.
Are we delusional when we think, like, you guys fly here business class? Do you fly a business class? Do you?
Not always.
Really?
Not always.
But
you're on TV.
It depends, honestly.
You're on TV and movies.
Yeah, that doesn't mean everything.
It does, though. To me, in my head, that means business class. Don't you think, Sean?
I think so. So you didn't actually answer that. Did you fly out of here?
It's not a lot.
All right, well, we were looking for something for the boys to do tonight.
Yeah. And we know that, well, Cody especially likes to relax with a scotch.
That's true.
And Max is up for anything, as it turns out. Nathan is in Auburn Grove. Hi, Nate.
Morning, people.
Hey, Nate.
Are these fine lads?
Yeah, welcome to Perth, boys. If you want to go to a really nice bar, a mate of mine owns Varnish on King. It's in King Street, right in the middle of the CBD. It's a Scotch whiskey bar. They have hundreds and hundreds of scotches.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds lovely.
You're downstairs. It's a real oak sort of atmosphere downstairs. Wood on the ceiling. Really schmick, but it's a cool whiskey bar.
Hold on. You can't see this, Nathan, but Max is actually
writing
this
down.
I'm writing this down.
Nathan, could you repeat the name again?
Varnish.
Varnish.
Now, Nathan, they pair
sexy.
Like really awesome bacon with their scotch and stuff there, don't they?
They do. They do really great
bacon
food.
Bacon with scotch?
Yeah. Yeah.
They do really nice food and sort of appetizers, sort of mini burger sort of stuff as well that comes with scotches.
Oh. But you should see these two, Nathan. Really? They're looking, they're exchanging furtive glances like, oh my God, I think we
found it. What are you going to go for? Yeah.
It was the wood on the ceiling. Wood on the ceiling.
Wood anywhere, really.
Keep talking dirty, Nathan.
Take it where you can get
great
it.
Great suggestion. Thank you, Nathan. Let's go to Rachel in Yanchep. Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Rachel.
The lads, they're ready. They're ready to get out there. Where should they go?
Well, they should absolutely go to Helvetica. It's just in a little dark alleyway behind St. George's Terrace.
Yes.
And it's very alternative, very funky, great music, great food, and a lot of Scotch whiskey.
Okay. Oh. So when we say very alternative, are people wearing, like, vacuum cleaner cords as belts?
What are we talking about? That's what I meant, yeah.
Okay, so
they've all got, like, funky golf caps and patterned shirts, and they're all really friendly, and they want to sit down and have a drink with you.
Oh, that's fantastic. And all the drinks are served in hats.
Rach, do you happen to work at Helvetica?
No, I don't. I've only been in there 3 times, but okay. I tell you what, really great night.
You like it, okay.
All right.
Got Helvetica.
Put it on the list.
Great
okay,
night.
Let's go to Tennille in Beachborough. Hi, Tennille.
Hello, how are you boys?
Hi,
hey, good morning.
All right, what's your suggestion?
Well, particularly for you, Cody, if you like a nice glass of scotch, you can come to my house in Beachborough.
Oh! what would you be serving me?
But if you like to party Metro City, it would be perfect, just like your warehouse scenes from your episodes that I have watched.
Oh, lovely.
I was just going to say, like, your body. I was like, whoa, man. This is radio.
That would die if they could see you boys come here.
Oh, so Neil, what would you serve? Yeah. Cody is very particular about his scotch.
Anything he wanted. If
that's
he told
a great
me
answer.
What one, I would go and I would get him whatever one he wanted.
This sounds like it's a sure thing. I'm excited for Cody.
Well, Max is writing
it down.
Yeah,
what about me? That's Cody.
No, Max, you get to watch.
What do I get?
Jesus. You can film it, Max. That's fine. You're included.
Well, Max, whatever you like, I'll make sure I have that here too. And if you like your dance music, I can have any music ranging from the 70s to now. Any particular ones you want, we'll make sure it's done.
Yeah, she's got the iPod shuffle.
Yeah.
It's like a DJ in your pocket. it's great.
Thank you, Tennille, for your suggestion.
Thank you, Tennille.
I think, what's Varnish sound like the goal for you guys? What do you think?
You could do a little bar hopping.
We have some notes here. We have wood on the ceiling for Varnish.
Yes.
We have great night for Helvetica.
Yeah.
And then anything you want. So I'm not sure. This is your party, buddy.
Yeah. The pressure's on you, Cody, to make this decision. But anyway.
Right. Good luck to the pair of you both tonight and for Comic-Con and right across the weekend as well.
I'll tell you one thing. If they do stroll into any of these businesses that we've spoken about, I say...
Chuck them a freebie.
Like, chuck them all the freebies.
Thank you.
Anytime. Go check them out at Comic-Con this weekend as well. You guys are going to be there for photos and you meet people and stuff like
that. Yeah, we love it.
Are you getting up on the stage and doing, like, a talk and stuff?
Oh, always.
Yeah, like, I think there's Q&As. There's photo ops, autographs, all that fun stuff. So anyone that's interested, you should just definitely come check it out. It's going to be a fun weekend.
It's always a good time. I enjoy it a lot.
Get your Wookiee on, everyone.
And if you are thinking, hey, maybe I want to give this Comic-Con thing a bit of a go, we've got 2 platinum passes for 2. It includes a meet and greet function. There's weekend entry to the event, priority queue. You even get some credit to spend on, you know, photos and autographs and stuff. You could spend it all on photos with these guys. It's up to you.
Yeah.
Totes.
I just had a photo with him. I'd pay probably $60 to $70 for the experience.
Yeah, he would.
You give a
range. He did.
Yeah. 13, 24, 10. We've got 2 to give away.
Yeah, you'll take callers number 8 and 10.
You better get right onto that. Immediately.
Hey, boys, thanks so much
for, coming, guys.
For letting us be the first radio station you've come into.
Never forget the first.
That's right.
I'm waiting for you to say what I think you're going to say.
What was that? We'll leave it off the air.
Yeah, we'll leave it off the air.
We're all thinking it.
Uh-huh. Kate Mack.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Kate.
Just quickly, if you do like your hard liquor, definitely go to Northridge and go to either Alabama Song or to Sneaky Tony's as well.
You like the sound of that.
Sneaky Tony's, you need a
Sneaky
need
Tony's,
a
I don't know anything about it, but it sounds like where you can buy guns.
It's, yeah. No, it's everything's closed up, and you have like a password, and you got to like knock on the door three times.
What
to
was
get
the first one, Kate?
Alabama song. It's a bourbon bar.
There you go, Max.
Alabama song, and it's stinky or sneaky?
Sneaky.
Oh, I heard stinky.
I did too.
Sneaky.
All right. Interesting place.
There you go. Good luck, guys. Have a good night.
Thank you. Thank you.